Hare Krishna. The body is meant for neither gratification nor mortification, but for utilization. Body is usually, we think of it as meant for gratification. We want to eat delicious things, touch soft things, and in various ways enjoy the senses around which senses which promise to be the primary gateways to pleasure in the body. But Krishna states that yehi samsparsha ja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate, dukkha yonaya evate. The attempt to gratify the senses ends in misery. And we see this, that even if there is some pleasure available, eventually when we try to enjoy as much as we want, we get misery also with that, because the body's capacity to enjoy is limited. So if the body were meant for gratification, then why would its capacity be so limited, so finite? For example, people think that sex is the greatest pleasure in life, but then the body's capacity to enjoy sexual pleasure is so limited. So if we objectively observe the nature, the way the body has been fashioned by nature, and we contrast that with our innate longing for pleasure. We want pleasure constantly. So we can understand that gratifying the body is not the roadway to pleasure. In fact, now some people who understand this, they may go to the other extreme and think that, oh, the body with its desires is the cause of entanglement, and therefore I will make the body suffer. So this body has caused me sufferings. This body, I am a soul, but I am a spiritual being. The body has entangled me, and so now the body has caused me to suffer. Now I will cause the body to suffer. And such people think that by tormenting the body, one can transcend it. So karshayanta sharirastham bhutagrama machetasah mam chaivanta sharirastham tan vidya suranishchayan. Karshayanta sharirastham, they cause karshan, they cause trouble to the body. Bhutagramam achetasaha, the consciousness is misdirected, and seeing them causing suffering to themselves like this, mam jaivanta sharirastham, Krishna says that they cause me also distress. Why are you causing suffering like this to yourself? Some people say whip themselves on their back. They are almost being masochistic, beating themselves up and causing suffering to themselves. Krishna feels bad. Why are you causing suffering to yourself like this? So Krishna says, "Tan vidya asura nishchayan." This is actually demoniac mentality, Krishna says. Why does he use such a strong word calling it demoniac mentality? Because the problem is that they are abusing the body. One way of a sattvic way, in Rajoguna, in mode of passion, we abuse the body by using it for unrestrained gratification. And in Tamoguna, we may abuse the body by using it for mortification, by tormenting oneself. So Krishna. So usually the demoniac mentality is associated with Tamoguna. So Krishna says that this is demoniac. So what in Sattvaguna, we understand the body is meant for utilization. Utilization for what? Shariram dharma sadhanam. The body is meant as a tool for us to practice dharma, to purify ourselves and to attain the eternal happiness that is our nature as Satchidananda souls. And that we can experience that eternal happiness if we awaken our love for Krishna. And that love can be awakened by practicing Bhakti Yoga, and Bhakti Yoga requires the using of the body. So we use our tongue to glorify Krishna, we use our eyes to see, behold the form of Krishna, and we use our whole life, we use our body during the course of our life for serving Krishna in various ways. So by seeing the body as a vehicle in Krishna's service, we take due care of it, just as we would take care of a vehicle which a friend has given us, so that we can visit that friend. But just as we don't get so infatuated with the vehicle that we just forget the friend and just stay with the vehicle. Like that, we don't try to stay with the body. At the same time, we will not damage the vehicle also. So, understanding that it doesn't belong to us, it belongs to our friend. So, similarly, a devotee understands this body begins belongs to Krishna. and is meant to be used in Krishna service. And according to the devotee, uses the body, utilizes the body for purifying oneself and moving towards Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.